Yo, what it do? It's the unattractive male here. My phone is about to die, so I don't have a lot of time, but I have something that I really need to speak on. So, I don't even know where to start because, like, it's just crazy, you know? But, bottom line, these females be acting up because y'all dudes be letting them. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened to me when I was at the gym yesterday. And I'm going to try to make it, like, real quick, but it's just so crazy. So, I'm in the gym, working out, getting it in. And a dude, he comes in with his lady. Now, just from status, as soon as they walk in my area, I noticed, like, her looking at me, you know. I could peep her out the corner of my eye, but I'm just into my workout. She was a, you know, fairly attractive woman, you know. She was tall as hell. The guy she was with, he was had to be about 6 feet, you know, muscular built type of guy. Not bad looking. And this the thing. She acting up because he wasn't displaying his dominance over her, and he wasn't in a masculine frame. So starting off, she looking at me. Minding my business when she there to work out with him. So, another thing is, I transferred to a different machine. So, while he's over there trying to demonstrate to her a workout that, I guess he's supposed to have been training her. He demonstrating a workout to her that he wants her to do. Yet, she over near my machine talking about she want to see what this machine is about, the machine that was next to me. So I'm just peeping. I'm in my head like, damn, like this is crazy. So obviously she wanted attention. I could tell she's like a true attention whore, you know, and she's the type that if you don't display that dominance and if you don't lead your woman, she's just going to do whatever she want pretty much. So, while he trying to demonstrate the workout to her, she's not even paying attention. She telling him that she want to see what this machine is about. So, finally, he gives in. He loses frame. He gives in, and he lets her get on the machine next to me. And he comes over there, standing, watching her, trying to figure out how the fuck to use the machine. She doing the shit all wrong. You know, I almost wanted to, like, stop her, like, hold on, shawty. Like, that ain't you, that's not it, you know? But out of respect, I didn't. But, yeah, he pretty much let her lead, you know. The whole time, she was just, like, eyeballing me, not even really paying attention to him. And the crazy thing about it, I could tell that he really didn't have a plan, a workout plan, or he didn't really have any direction to where he was going because he was just pretty much all over the place, you know, following her. And that's the problem. You got to have a plan, you know. A female is not going to submit to you or follow you if you don't even know where you're going. If you could just easily be snatched out of your masculine frame to follow her, she's going to do whatever she wants. So fast forward, I go to a machine on the other side of the room. When I come back, they still in the same area. She's on a different machine. But this time, it's two dudes there. One dude is pretty much directing her. I mean, dude up on her, touching her back, shoulders, leading her. His friend standing right there, just lounging with a smirk on his face. Like, if I didn't know any better, like, I would assume that they was about to run a train right there on his bitch in front of his face. He just standing there looking dummy. You know, looking like he needs some direction, some guidance. Dude all touching her back, all types of shit. I'm like, man, this is crazy. You know, and my point is, man, look, these females gonna act up if you let them. If you ain't got no sense of direction and you don't know where you going, it's gonna be easy for you to get off track because you're not going anywhere. You don't know what you're doing. So she's going to start acting up and she's going to search for a masculine energy in that environment. And the thing about it, if it go too far, once you start tripping, she gonna look at you like, oh, you just insecure or you just jealous. Now I bet you acting up. But you can't blame her because she's only doing what you allow her to do. You feel what I'm saying? It's just crazy. And I could tell she's a feminine woman. I could look at a woman and tell she's a feminine woman, you know, just by her aura, her demeanor, her tone of voice, the way she look. You know, it's certain things you can look at a woman and tell that she's a feminine woman. But what she need is some real masculine energy to lead her, or else she's just going to run astray. She's just going to, you know, be running wild out here. And it's just crazy, man. So stop letting these females act up, man. And another thing that I want to touch on, because when I first seen them come in there together and I seen, like, how she was eyeballing me, my thing is, I don't ever bring sand to the beach. You feel what I'm saying? Especially if you're not my girl. Because that's the kind of vibe that I got. I kind of got the vibe that, you know, she really wasn't his girl. You know, maybe I feel like I got the vibe that, you know, she was a chick that, you know, he probably just met, or he probably been talking to for a few months. And, you know, he's trying to, you know, get in good with her, probably trying to hit it, or, you know, probably, you know, just doing what beta males do. You feel me? Don't bring sand to the beach. You know, you should be coming in the gym to get it in. Like the last time I went to the gym with a female, you know what I did? I was like, once we walked through the door, everything was cool until we walked through the door. Once we walked through the door, I gave her a handshake and I told her, I see you when we done. And I went my way and she went her way. Look, I don't bring sand to the beach. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going somewhere, I'm going there for a reason. You know, and that reason don't include any other female, you know, especially if it's going to be females there. And that pertains to, like, going to the bar and going to the club and shit like that. I always tell my boys, look, don't bring sand to the beach. Don't bring no females with you that you're going to be all up in her face trying to, you know, validate her and trying to make her feel good, you know, when we supposed to be turning up, getting lit, and, you know, meeting some new females. Don't bring sand to the beach. You feel what I'm saying? And at least if you're going to bring sand to the beach, at least keep your masculine frame and be a fucking man. Don't be standing around looking like a fucking beta male simp. That shit is uncomfortable. Because a dude like me, like, yeah, if your girl, you know, if she a little too friendly, I'm going to be friendly right back. But I'm going to keep it respectful, because at the end of the day, you know, I wouldn't want no man to intrude, you know, on my interaction with another female. So I'm going to keep it respectful. But if your female acting up, man, look, I'm going to act up right with her. And I dare you to get mad at me, because at the end of the day, don't check me, check your bitch. You feel what I'm saying? So, man, look, y'all got to keep masculine frame, man. Stop bringing sand to the beach. And whenever you out with a woman, don't let no other dude display dominance to your woman. Even if she not your girl, if she with you, that's your fucking girl for that moment. You feel me? Anytime she with you, that's your fucking girl. Even if she got a man, if she with you, you are the man in the situation. So it's your obligation and duty to lead her. And if you don't do that, man, she gonna run wild. And you're going to be standing right there feeling a certain type of way and not even going to speak on it, because you're a beta male simp bitch. That's all I wanted to say, man. Stop letting these hoes act up. And I'm gone.